जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी
You're a wonderful mridanga player. Thank you. Which verse are we doing today?
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं स्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So which chapter, which 20th and verse? Tato hansan sa bhagavan 25, okay. स उपव्रज्य वरदां Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam Saupavrajya Varadam Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam Sa Upavrajya Varadam Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam
Anybody want to give it a try? Somebody raise their hand. Yes, go for it. Right behind you. Go, go, you're doing really great. Go, go.
Saupavrajya Vardhanam Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam Sa Upavrajya Varadam Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam Sa Upavrajya Varadam Prapannarthi Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anugrahaya Darshanam Saha Lord Brahma Upavrajya Approaching Varadam The bestower of all boons Prapanna Of those taking shelter at his lotus feet Aarti Distress Haram Who dispels Harim, Lord Sri Hari, Anugrahaya, for showing mercy, Bhaktanam, to his devotees, Anurupa, in suitable forms, Atmadarshanam, who manifests himself. Okay, I know the children go away first, so here's how we have fun. We read what Prabhupada says, and then we talk to you, and then once you leave, we talk to the grown-ups, okay? Is that fine? Do I have your permission? Okay, thank you. Translation says, He approached the personality of Godhead who bestows all boons and who dispels the agony of his devotees and those who take shelter of his lotus feet. He manifests his innumerable transcendental forms for the satisfaction of his devotees. And here's the grown-up part. Ready? You try your best to understand, but if you don't, it's fine. Purport. Here the words Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam means that the personality of Godhead manifests his multiforms according to the desires of the devotees. For example, Hanumanji, Vajrangaji, wanted to see the form of the Lord as the personality of Godhead Ramachandra. Whereas other Vaishnavas want to see the form Radha Krishna, and still other devotees want to see the Lord in the form of Lakshmi Narayan. The Mayavadi philosophers think that although these forms are assumed by the Lord just as the devotees desire to see him, actually he is impersonal. From Brahma Samhita, however, we can understand that this is not so. For the Lord has multi forms. Can I hear you repeat that word? Multiforms. Thank you. It is said in the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam, the Lord does not appear before the devotee because of the devotee's imagination. Brahma Samhita further explains that the Lord has innumerable forms. Ramadi Murti Shukalanyame Natishtan. He exists in millions and millions of forms. Bless you. There are 840 million species of living entities. 84 million species, sorry. 8.4 million. I keep getting confused with the zeros. Okay. I'm bad at math. You figured that, right? But the incarnation of the Supreme Lord are innumerable. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that as the waves in the sea cannot be counted, but appear and disappear continually, the incarnations and the forms of the Lord are innumerable. A devotee is attached to a particular form, and it is that form which he worships. We have just described the first appearance of the boar within this universe. There are innumerable universes, and somewhere or other, the boar's form is now existing. All the forms of the Lord are eternal. If the devotee's inclination is to worship a particular form, and he engages in devotional service to that form, In a verse from the Ramayana, Hanuman, the great devotee of Rama, said, "I know that there is no difference between Sitaram and Lakshmi Narayan forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But nevertheless, the form of Sita, Rama and Sita has absorbed my affection and love. Therefore, I want to see the Lord in the forms of Rama and Sita." Similarly, the Gauriya Vaishnava loves the form of Radha and Krishna, and Krishna and Rukmini and Dwarka. The words Bhaktanam Anurupatma Darshanam means that the Lord is always pleased to favor the devotee in the particular form in which the devotee wants to worship and render service unto him. In this verse, it is stated that Brahma approached Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This form of the Lord is Kshirodokashayi Vishnu. Whenever there is some trouble and Brahma has to approach the Lord, he can approach Kshirodokashayi Vishnu. And it is the grace of the Lord that whenever Brahma approaches about disturbances in the universe, the Lord gives him relief in so many ways. Okay, I'm going to explain this whole big thing in a very simple way. All right, you ready for this? What is the altar on your left? Who is on the Gornitai, right? Who is in the middle? Who is on the right? You see Krishna there? You see Krishna here, you see Mahaprabhu here, they are the same. Did you know that? Thank you. So that means, now tell me, who is your favorite? Okay, all of them? But no, you could have, somebody has to be favorite, no? Krishna Balaram is your favorite, okay. Who's favorite? Radha Shyam. Radha Shyam is your favorite, your favorite, your favorite. Okay. Who loves Gaur Nitai? See? They are the same, but somebody is your favorite. This is what Prabhupada is explaining here. So depending on who your favorite is, Krishna becomes that to you. You get it? But there is one thing that we can all do no matter who our favorite is. And this is what I'm going to talk about today. How much time do we have before the youngest ones leave? 10 more minutes. Okay, I'm going to finish this class for you in 10 more minutes, okay? Okay? All right. How many of you have ever tried chanting on beads? Tried chanting on a japamala, beads? Among the youngest ones, the middle ones? How many of you love it? Some of the hands are now going down. Okay, the ones who love it, great. Ones who don't, great too. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. You ready for this? Ready for this? Today's class is very simple. Today's class is very simple, okay? It's all about, and I want you to repeat after me, thank you, Krishna, I love you. And if you're able to chant like that in your heart, thank you, Krishna, I love you. Don't say that because I am telling you. Look at Krishna. And say, thank you, Krishna. Okay, think about three things you're really grateful for. How many of you had a wonderful time this weekend, last weekend? Okay, say, thank you, Krishna, for that. Huh? For making a whole week off of school. Thank you, Krishna. What else are you thankful for? Let's see. Let's hear some voices at the back there, that group. What can you say thank you to Krishna for? Is there anything you're thankful for? Yes? Yeah. Family. How many of you are thankful to Krishna for family? Okay, now can you say, thank you, Krishna?
Thank you, Krishna.
And you don't have to say this, but in your heart, say, thank you, Krishna, for that family. Yeah. And if somebody does something so good for you, don't you feel like saying, I love you? But don't you feel like saying, love you to Krishna sometimes? No, yes, okay, we are going to figure that out. We're going to figure that out. Here is how we thank you, Krishna, and we say, I love you to Krishna. You ready for this? Three A's. You're going to remember this? This is all for today's class. Three A's. Three A's. You're going to remember this? Three A's. Can I hear you say, attention.
Attention.
Affection.
Affection.
And acceptance.
Acceptance.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you. How many of you don't feel like going to school today? It's so cold. Oh, it's not cold. Some kids think it's not cold today. Okay, how many of you don't feel like going to school at all? I'm sorry, teachers. But you know what you had to do? Okay, get your hands down. You know what you had to do today? You had to get up, you had to brush your teeth, wear your uniform, you had to pay attention. Because if you go to school in your pajamas, what will happen? But you can't. All right, now tell me, once you are at school, does it feel so bad? Oh, no. Okay, tell me. Once you are at school and you are with your friends, does it feel good?
Yeah.
You know what you're experiencing?
Affection.
But when you have to get off your bed in the morning and you don't like it, how many of you had to get up from your bed and you did not like it? I was up at 4 a.m. today. I did not like it. But you know what that is called? Acceptance. You cannot change everything around you. You learn to accept. Sometimes, do you know, I've had a friend who would mix up between sugar and salt, and he would put salt in sweet rice. And I'm eating prasadam, and I'm waiting for the sweet rice, okay? And at the end, I get the sweet rice. I said, oh my God.
It's salty.
How many of you love salty sweet rice? Okay, but tell me one thing. Oh, you like salty sweet rice? No. Tell me one thing. If your friend by mistake gives you salty sweet rice, do you stop liking your friend forever? Okay. No, right? No, you don't like stop liking your friend forever. Here's what's happening. Krishna will sometimes give you some difficult situations. You know why? Because Krishna loves you. Yes. It might sound strange, but here it is. When Krishna is giving you a difficult circumstance, Krishna is saying, I love you. Yes. Krishna is sometimes going to give you a hard time. Because, you know why? No, but there is a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason. Do you know the song, when the going gets tough, the stuff gets going? Krishna is trying to make you tough. Krishna is trying to make you tough. Tough. And when you say, Krishna, thank you, I accept this situation as it is, as your grace. I know you're doing this because you love me. And I'm going to show that I'm strong. Help me here. Okay? It's that simple. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's that simple. And now I'm going to tell you how I try to do that. You know, for 37 years of my life, I have struggled with chanting Hare Krishna on my beads. I've done it, but it has been tough sometimes. Sometimes I love it, sometimes I don't. So you don't need necessarily to chant on beads. There are no rules for chanting. Did you know that? Does chanting have any rules? Yes or no? No rules. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chanting has no rules. You can chant in the bathroom. You can chant in the bedroom. You can chant while you're asleep. You can chant while you're awake. You can chant in your head when you're sitting in a class. Ah! And you know, only thing you need to do while chanting is chant with attention, affection, and acceptance. That's it. You know how I do it sometimes when I'm not able to pay attention? I'll show you a little thing I do. My daughter is here back for her second Bhagavatam class in her life. Can we say a big Haribol for her? Can I get my little japa device? I've never shown this to anybody. This is the first time I'm going public with this, so forgive me, the red one. Yeah. Who knows what this is? What is that? Yes. You know what I found myself doing? I tried Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, jam, 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 jam. Right? And that's not how I want to. Is that chanting with attention? Is that chanting with affection? Is that chanting with acceptance? So then that's not chanting. That's whatever it is you're doing, you know, your time pass. But that is not chanting, my friends. Here is how you chant. If you are not able to chant, pick up the phone, talk to Krishna. I do that. Yeah. See? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Who wants to talk to Krishna on a telephone right now? Okay, pass this to the first one. Try chanting for me. No, you got to put this on your ear and chant into the telephone with Krishna. You can hear yourself? I know. Can you pass it on? Yeah, pass it to the kids. They go first. They have... Give it to them. Teachers, I know, but listen to Krishna when you're chanting. I know, but try doing that. You will be able to chant with attention. Okay, all right. Sit down, quiet. Your teachers can tell you how to get one, or your parents, talk to them. I can sell some on Sunday feast here. I know, I won't. But I'm giving you ideas on how to chant well, okay? Sit down, my friends. Hello, Haribol. Sit down. Okay, we'll try it in the classroom. Now, let's try chanting with affection. Can you touch your heart like that? And can you, with all your love, say, okay, you ready for this? Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. How did that feel? Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. Try doing that. Bye. See you next time. The rest who are here, try doing that. Try doing that. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. And now tell me, how many of you have thoughts coming in your head when you start chanting? Thoughts in your head. Ideas. I'm going to do this experiment today. Right? You know what you do? You know what you do with everything that happens to you while you're chanting? Accept. Maybe that's Krishna talking to you. You don't know. So if you're chanting and you hear ideas in your head, maybe that's Krishna talking to you. Yes, you have your hand up, my friend, at the back. You want to say something? Okay. You just wanted to show your hand? Did you get it? If you're chanting and you're not paying attention, is it chanting? If you're chanting and you're not getting affection in your heart, is it really chanting? And if you're chanting and you don't have acceptance, is the chanting really working? Just that's it. So that is how you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And I'll conclude with this. Next time you're trying to chant, before you start, in your mind, try this. You know, does Hare Krishna mean anything to you in language? Is it a language you understand? You don't, right? But thank you. Do you understand thank you? Do you understand I love you? Yeah? So in your mind, first start by thinking or feeling, thank you, Krishna. Just be thankful for whatever Krishna has given you. Thank you, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, thank you, thank you. You're playing with Krishna. And then you say, I love you to Krishna. I love you, Krishna. And you mean it. Think about it. Is there anybody else who you actually can love that will not break your heart? Do your friends sometimes make you sad? Do grown-ups make you sad? Sometimes Krishna can make you sad too, but will Krishna ever keep you sad? No. If there is one person who deserves to hear your I love you with all your heart, that's Krishna. And when you chant, think about that. I love you, Krishna. Love you, Krishna. And with that, when you chant, forget beads, forget parents, forget teachers, just be alone. Talk to Krishna like that. And if you can't pay attention, get your teachers and parents to get one of these for you. Even when you're reading, if you are not able to pay attention, you just call yourself and talk to yourself in the telephone, okay? Okay? It is going to change the way you read. It's going to change the way you chant. The grown-ups here, today we live in an era of unprecedented weapons of mass distractions. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity syndrome, is a thing. Children's brains have been engineered to not pay attention to things. As usual, the chanting of the holy names is the remedy for these kind of situations. If you're actually chanting. So if we are able to chant with attention, it is going to help with our children's ADHDs, our ADHDs, our ability to not focus. Once we begin to focus, once we begin to chant with feelings, once we begin to chant with acceptance, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you are going from namabhash, which is just an acting of chanting, to shuddhanam, real chanting. We start by nam aparad. Sometimes, you know, you see somebody is chanting and somebody doesn't like devotees, so Hare Krishna. They make fun of you. Well, they also chanted. Hey, these Hare Krishna's idiots. They chanted Hare Krishna. Okay? But that's aparad. It's not chanting with love. That's not chanting with attention, affection, acceptance. Then you start chanting, but you know, you're not really there. You're doing dish, dish, jam, jam. I've done that for many years. Dish, dish, jam, jam, dish, dish, jam, 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 dish, 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 dish. How many of you have done that? And then I have chanted 16 rounds. Now I can do anything I want. Is that really chanting? You know why 16 rounds? Why do people chant 16 rounds? Who can tell me? Yes. Minimum. Minimum. Why did Prabhupada say 16 is the minimum? Any grown-ups here know this? Okay, here's the reason. Oh, yes, you have your hand up. Can you chant? I didn't hear you. Then you become happier. If you chant 16, at least you're happy. And you chant more, you're happier. And if you can cross, I know somebody who chants 196 rounds every single day of his life today. He is the happiest person I've met. Happiest. But you have to chant, not dish, dish, jam, jam. Okay? You're going to do that for me when you grow up? Thank you. You made a vow in front of the deities, okay? What's your name? I'm going to remember it. Okay, I didn't hear that. Horrible. But
Nadia.
Nadia, such a beautiful name. Am I clear so far? You're going to try this at home whenever you can. Try chanting with, if you are chanting on your japa beads and you are not doing it with attention, affection, and acceptance, you're wasting your time, my friends. If you don't feel like chanting, just drop the beads, touch your heart, and say first, thank you, Krishna. Get that feeling first. That's more important than chanting. If you don't have feelings, you're not doing it. And when you have feelings, you're chanting the pure holy names. Am I clear so far?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you have any questions for me? Anybody has any questions for me? Yes, sir, professor.
You said that there are no hard and fast rules for chanting, which we know is true, but isn't it also if you put the bead bag, there starts to become some rules?
There are rules around bead bags, not chanting. Any object has to be respected for what they do.
Yes.
Like, I respect my shawl, I respect my bead bag, I respect my mobile phone. Everybody hangs on to their cell phones like, you know, they're going to die if they lose it. I mean, it's true. Their banking is there. Their GPS is there. All their friends, everything is in that. Like, how do we treat it? Like our life depends on it. If our life depends on chanting properly, we will treat it with respect. But there are no rules around chanting. One does not need to belong to an institution. One does not need to take initiation. One simply has to chant. That's up to you. Mahaprabhu used to chant, I'll answer your question. Mahaprabhu used to chant, he had a string around him and he tried 108 knots. He would just touch each knot and chant. Nobody else did it like that, only he did. Right? When I was young, I was five, my grandfather gave me initiation, he taught me how to chant on fingers. I never had a bead bag and I was doing fine. Right? So there are no rules around chanting. It's a ruleless thing. That is because, I'll tell you, the reason we chant 16 rounds is because in Vedic calculation of time, the day is divided into 8 praharas, 8 3-hour segments. Each prahara is divided into 2 dandas, 2 portions of 90 minutes. Any sincere sadhaka must meditate for at least 1 danda. That's approximately how much time it takes to chant 16 rounds. So that is the logic of 16 rounds. That any sincere sadhaka will do at least 1 danda of meditation. And how do you do 1 danda of meditation? Our brains are not capable of focusing for very long periods of time. The japamala is to ensure that we are chanting for at least 6 to 7 minutes with attention. It says 6 to 7 minute meditation 16 times. That takes 1 danda. If you read Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Dhyanacharya Goswami, they make it very clear. And so beads are meant to, as an anchor. You can have any other anchor. Right, you can use your, as I said, strings on your body. But if you need anchoring, you need a physical object. Like, this is my anchor. When I'm not able to hear myself, Prabhupada said, you must hear, otherwise you're not chanting. If I'm not able to hear, I pick this up and I chant. Right? So then you are able to focus on meditative chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that any sincere practitioner will take 3 to 5 days out of his life, go somewhere, tie up their eyes, only take breaks when necessary, sleep when necessary, and chant incessantly for 3 to 5 days. After that, they will be able to experience the difference between their physical body, subtle body, and indication of their spiritual body. Chanting will do that in 5 days. But I have also seen people chanting for 50 years and they say, I don't feel anything. I have heard. So then, because I heard that, somebody asked me, why haven't I been doing this? Why don't I feel anything? I said, two options. One is, you are such a pure devotee, you're saying this out of humility and I don't deserve to answer that question. The second option is, something is wrong. And so to answer that question, I went back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, Harinam Chintamani. I studied it, I had a graduate student write a thesis on it. Then I understood what is chanting. Did that answer your question, Prabhu? It is the rules that set you free. Like, for example, the first rule we say, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their lives to spreading of the holy names, right? You know what the original says? Satam Ninda means do not badmouth good people. If you badmouth good people, it will weigh on your heart and you won't be able to chant. So that is a rule. But that rule sets you free. So if you want to go deep, yes, there are some guideposts. But you go past them. Chanting has no rules. Period. Thank you. I'm always so grateful to hear your questions. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Somebody had their hand up. Yeah, you had your hand up, yes. Because if you are a sincere meditator, if you're meditating and your meditation needs to have effect, right? Like when you're taking medicines, if the doctor says, take this medicine 3 times a day, and you're only taking one, will it work? No. So for meditation to have effect, it requires a certain duration. Think about it, you have 24 hours a day, you are meditating for 1 hour, 23 hours, you are creating all kinds of nonsense. Will it work? Prabhupada said, okay, start there. Gradually increase. And then come to a stage where you feel so good about this that you chant 16 rounds and it has happened to me. And you think, it just got over? What happened? It happens. I'll tell you. If you're chanting with attention, affection and acceptance, you will feel that chanting 16 rounds is not enough. It's like, now it feels like a chore. But chanting 16 rounds is the most beautiful and the most engaging thing you can do in your life if you just start chanting with attention, affection, and acceptance. That's it. And there is nothing else in Krishna consciousness so more important than this. I know prasad is more important, especially at Sakshi Gopal Prabhu's home. But nothing in this whole movement, in this whole universe, is more important than chanting with attention, affection, and acceptance. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. Cleaning will happen first. No, meditation is the process of cleansing. You are looking at a dirty mirror. It has not been cleaned for a long time. Somebody put lipstick, somebody put, candle, something. And then when you start cleaning, it may look more messy. But you have to just keep cleaning. You clean and clean and clean and clean and clean and then, oh my God, that's what the mirror looks like and that's what I look like? Our consciousness is like that mirror. Cheto darpana marjanam. Just keep cleansing it. And if you don't keep cleaning the mirror, it goes dirty. How many times a year do you clean the mirror in your bathroom? You clean it regularly? So you have to keep cleaning the mirror. You just don't clean it once and it's there for the rest of your life. If it's dirty, you clean it once and then you keep cleaning it because the mirror needs cleaning. It's the nature of the mirror. The nature of your mind is it will need cleaning every day. Your house needs cleaning every day. Your stomach needs cleaning every day. Nature does that for you every morning. Okay, so cleansing is, meditating is the process of cleansing. Yes. Huh? Cleansing, chanting is the cleansing. We have the master cleaner in the house here. He's cleansing everybody's hearts, Vishwamur Prabhu.
What is a good way to start? Where's a good place to start?
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when you chant one round, 108 names, that is one phera. When you have four of them, that is one grunthi. Right? And so he says for grihasthas, for people who have very busy lives, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's request was, do not keep your mala fasting. Think of it like little entities you are feeding every day. Your mala is like a little baby, and you're feeding it. So he says, do not keep your mala fasting. If you have accepted, please feed your mala. At least four rounds, you know, for those who are busy, those who have, you know. And a sincere sadhaka, will chant at least 16, 25 if they can. And there are three ways of chanting. There is audible chanting, whisper chanting, silent chanting. Silent chanting, you can chant even one round in 3 minutes if you have practiced. Haridas Thakur is to chant like that, but that's advanced. So in this way, you can finish 64 rounds in about 3 to 4 hours. I have very dear Shiksha Guru. He is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's servant's grandson. He retired from his job at early retirement. Because he got instruction from his guru that you don't do anything else, just take your pension and chant. So he chants 196 rounds every day. Even today when I go to Calcutta, I go and see him. And he loves me. And I have never seen such a soft-hearted, pure Vaishnava in my life, living. So he chants 196 rounds. You know, you will not see him doing anything, not wasting any time. So 12 to 16 hours a day, he's chanting. He gets up in the morning, he starts chanting. And then he takes some breakfast and he starts continues chanting. And then you go to him, the only thing he probably says is, you know, may Sri Radha bless you, that's it. And he has no disciples, he has no attraction for followers, he doesn't want to be known in public. He's just sitting, you know, he gets his pension, he eats his little khichdi and he chants. And he has told me that chanting is the most beautiful thing, that once you relish the holy names with attention, affection and acceptance, there is nothing else you would want to do in your life. Hare Krishna, thank you for sitting in today. Nice kids. Take care. Hari bol. Thank you. So Vishwamur Prabhu, was I able to, I know we are eclipsed by all these beautiful little souls. Was I able to answer your question, Prabhu?
Yeah, I was
offering
encouragement, you know, because we grew up with being told that we have to chant. And oftentimes the relationship to japa feels very complicated. It wasn't presented the way you were presenting it, that it's to be done with attention, affection, and
acceptance.
And acceptance. And also the standard of coming to this 16 rounds was always so pushed sometimes.
It was forced upon a lot of people. It's so hard.
And also, you felt like you're always, you never could never come to the stand.
I know.
You know. So that's also why I wanted to ask this question, because you're speaking so nicely about japa and how important it is. The other thing was that it wasn't really presented as meditation.
I am doing it.
Right.
Last Sunday I gave a class and I said I have written a book called Krishna Consciousness As It Is. And there is a reason I wrote that book. You grew up in a Gurukul, I did not, but I also was in the movement as a child. And it was also pushed on me. And I have struggled and suffered for 37 years. And then I read Prabhupada's books, I understood Krishna Consciousness, and I see that there were a lot of people enforcing their psychosis on other people. Sorry, I speak the truth. And therefore, and I am very, very blessed, to be frank with you. I did not understand this, but I am very blessed that I am a descendant of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am very blessed. I did not deserve it. I did not care about it till Tamakrishna Goswami came and lived in my house and said, I was about to join the Merchant Navy. Join the Merchant Navy, become a ship captain. That was my ambition. And Tamakrishna Goswami came and said that your ancestor is Bhaktivinoda Thakur and you're going to join the Merchant Navy. What kind of an idiot are you? Go to academia, study these Gaudiya Vaishnava works very deeply. Present people authentic Krishna Bhakti. And that's why I went into academia. That's what I do. And I realized this, that a lot of us have traumas around japa. And if Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sitting among us here today in this temple room, he is there. This is one thing he would tell us. Sharanga saranagati hoibe jahar tahar prarthana shune Shinanda Kumar. I'm quoting him. Doino atma nivedana goptritte varon avashya rakhibe Krishna vishwasa palon. Bhakti anukulo matra karjero shikar, bhakti pratikulo bhava barjanangikar. So if putting your hand inside a cloth bag and touching wooden beads as the method for trying to connect with Krishna is not working for you, you think Krishna will reject you? Then it is bhakti pratikul. It is against your devotion because you have traumas associated with it. And maybe Krishna did that because he wants to encourage you in some other form of service, maybe deity worship. There are, Prabhu, about 1.4 billion Hindus on the planet. According to academic sources, census, 68% of Hindus are Vaishnavas one way or another. That is almost 700 to 800 million Vaishnavas on the planet. ISKCON's membership is maybe 2 million. So 2 million out of 800 is an ISKCON member. You think the other Vaishnavas are not going back to Godhead? Do they chant 16 rounds? Srila Prabhupada created a society where he wanted to have certain standards. He created the society at a time when there was the Vietnam War going on. There was the hippie movement. There were so many crazy things. And he drove some sanity in the middle of that chaos. But those who are a part of that chaos took that sanity and turned it into chaos. But just because a room has been dark for 50 years does not mean it will take another 50 years to switch on the light. We can switch on the light now. We have to reject whatever is unfavorable. We have to get to real Krishna consciousness. We have to experience Krishna consciousness as it is. Human life is so rare. There are more bugs on this planet than humans. There are so many more chances we could have been a bug. But we are here. We have human consciousness. We have abstract language. We have, you know, so many methods of doing sense gratification and economic development. And, you know, we keep growing and growing and growing, and we have artificial intelligence. But with all of that, if you're not able to learn how to love truly, what's the point of being human? And how to love truly, deeply, madly, real love is what Radha and Krishna teaches us. Sri Radha is our Obhishtha. Even Sri Krishna worships Sri Radha. Because why? Because nobody knows how to love more than she does. And the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the love language of Sri Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna calls Radha Hare. And Sri Krishna calls, Sri Radha calls Sri Krishna Ram. So Hare, Krishna is saying Hare, Radha is saying Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. See, they are playing like that right now. And we are the most fortunate that we have access to this most intimate divine love play. This is what Gaudiya Vaishnava means. That we are the most unqualified, we are the most undeserving, we are the most clueless people on the planet, maybe. But we will not settle for anything except the best and the highest. And for that, if whatever childhood traumas is stopping us, drop it. It's time. We are growing up. It's not worth it. Was I able to honestly answer your question, Prabhu? Thank you. Thank you. You are one of my most cherished devotees because you make so many people sing the holy names. And your father too. Bhadra Prabhu, he gives darshan of Lord Jagannath to so many people. You know, I don't speak all the time, but when I do, I want to speak the truth, and it would have been incomplete to finish this class without thanking you for what you do. Hare Krishna. Yes. Can we get the microphones? The people online can listen.
Sometimes when I chant, the problems or something will get into a mode of the deep. So
your problems get into the mode of
deep. That triggers to chant. So that time I feel that it goes to the soul.
Whatever you feel, first accept. First accept. If Krishna is bringing painful emotions in your heart while you're chanting, think of this as the Hare Krishna therapy method. Krishna has given his life, his names, everything to you as a form of therapy. When you do that therapy, everything drops. It's free. It doesn't cost, doesn't need insurance. All you have to do is chant. You don't need beads, you don't need kirtan, you don't need fancy music. And if you're not able to chant, that is also fine. Turn on Prabhupada's chanting and listen. Just hear. Hearing is the beginning. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu.
So with that pain also I can chant.
Krishna has put you through that to make you tougher. I told the kids today. Krishna, you imagine the amount of pain Krishna put his own parents through. 8 children killed in front of their eyes. 7. In jail, for reasons, for fault that is not their own. Krishna comes back 11 years later, after he grows up. So almost 20 years of their life, Krishna's parents are in jail for no crimes at all. So in Bengali, there is a probad. Probad means like a saying, quote. Je Krishna kare ash, Krishna kare tar sarvanash. One who desires Krishna, Krishna is going to wreck you. Tobuo je Krishna kare ash, Krishna hoy tar dasanudash. So even after Krishna does everything to you, if you still love Krishna, if you still come to Krishna, Krishna becomes a servant of your servant. Krishna promises, Kaunteya prati janihi name bhakta pranashati. Kaunteya, Arjuna, you can declare to the whole world, my devotee never perishes. You know why Krishna makes Arjuna promise that? Krishna could have said, Arjuna, I promise my devotee never perishes. Krishna says, Arjuna, declare to the whole world. Because Krishna knows that sometimes he has to break his own promise for the sake of his devotee's promise. For example, Bhishma Dev. Krishna said in the beginning of the Mahabharata war that I will not pick up weapons. And Bhishma said, let's see what happens. I will make you pick up weapons. And the battle came to such a thing that Krishna took his, in India you call it stepney, the spare wheel of his car and charged at Bhishma. And Bhishma immediately gave up his word and said, Krishna, kill me now. There's nothing more fortunate than to die in your hands. And Krishna drops that, said, you idiot, and goes away. Bhishma said, see, I told you I'm going to make you pick weapons. So Krishna will make sure that if a devotee promises something, Krishna will go out of his way to keep his devotee's promise. But Krishna says, okay, I'll come back to Vrindavan. He never does. Right? So that's why Krishna makes Arjuna promise in the Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. My devotee never perishes. Promise it. And Krishna will back it up. You know, there's something there's called in the finance world underwriting. That you buy a house, the bank gives you mortgage. Though the bank doesn't have money, some other wealthy institution gives the bank that money. The bank is just giving you a loan. So underwriting means the bank has ability to give you loan on behalf of somebody else who actually has the money. So Krishna actually has the money. His devotee can give the loan. You must pay the mortgage. And no matter what happens, negative emotions will come. Okay, thank you, Krishna. Just try this. I know some people may be listening online. Try this. Before you chant the Mahamantra, sit down and first say, thank you, Krishna, and I love you first. Thank you. And if you want to meditate, it worked for me. This is something I invented, okay? This is not there in the Shastras. But it has helped me in my japa. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, thank you. Thank you. Love you, Krishna. Love you, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, love you, love you. First, chant with feeling. And then, the next mantra. Attention, 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 attention. One mantra at a time. One word at a time. One syllable at a time. When you do that, if you don't feel like chanting, talk to Krishna. Krishna, I'm experiencing so much pain because of this memory. Please help me erase this memory. But for now, I accept it as your blessing. In this way, when you just keep chanting, no matter what, Krishna will personally erase all your previous negative memories. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this in his song, Basane Tarito Basho Tara Boli Kamala, he says, Purva Sriti Parihari. The process, the method of Krishna conscious therapeutic method, it will rewire your brain by erasing all your previous memories and you will be born with a new identity as Krishnero Nitya Dash, eternal servant of Krishna. Till that, just keep going. And after you do that, then chanting becomes very enjoyable. It is the best thing you will do in a day. And you will think, oh, 16 rounds over? What happened? And you'll feel like chanting more. I can promise you, I can guarantee you. And if you don't do it like that, then chanting will keep feeling like, oh, I've got 16 more rounds. And then you know that devotee in the ashram is on 12 at 10 p.m. at night. Then Krishna will put this judgmental mentality in your mind and satam ninda, first obstacle to chanting. In your mind, you're bad-mouthing good people. So avoid the 10 obstacles. Rudh means to stop. Aparad means something that really offends, that stops you. So remove all the barricades. And then keep chanting with or without mala, with or without mridanga, with or without whatever. Just keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Haraya Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama. Gopal Govindna Ram Sri Madhusudan. These names are so sweet. And when you understand the holy names, as you read Bhagavata, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read all the Goswami Granthas, and you mature in bhakti, you will see that there is nothing else in the universe that can be so more precious than this. Our acharyas don't exaggerate. Madhuram madhurebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavanebhyopi, harer namaiva kevalam. Harer nama, harer nama, harer namaiva kevalam. Kalau nastyeva 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 gotiranmatha. No other way.
My question is, some other thing.
I may say one more thing, Prabhu, if I may. You don't even have to believe Krishna is God to chant. Sounds very radical, but anybody can chant. Whatever you need to believe, Krishna will give you that intelligence. Just chant. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It is a very spontaneous system. You can't go wrong. There are many other systems, but this is a very simple and effective method for this age. I have written, this Sunday I gave another lecture, you can listen to it. Krishna consciousness is a system of meditation with a lifestyle surrounding it. It is first a system of meditation on how to meditate on Krishna 24/7 so that you may enter Krishna's routine. Why do we have Mangala Arati? Because Krishna wakes up at that time. You have so much drama in your life because you are in your routine. Krishna consciousness is a method in which you exit your routine, stop your personal drama, enter Krishna's routine, enter his drama. That will remove all your suffering. Confirmed. It is very easy. It's you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. It is not an artificial imposition on the mind. Even a child can take part in this chanting. Even a dog can do it. Even a cat can do it. My daughter has a cat at home. We chant to her. And she's like, she doesn't know what chanting is. I do. You know, you chat really, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, and they are soothed immediately. You chant to the cows, you see. That is the power of meditative chanting of the holy names. You cannot go wrong. And you don't have to understand philosophy, you don't have to believe in anything, you don't have to be, you know, a donor, you don't have to, you know, be a Vaishnava family. You could be Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever the heck you want. This chanting will work. I'm not saying this. And I doubted this for almost 20 years of my life. Till I went back to the manuals and I read what our acharyas are saying about chanting and I tried it and it worked. And I don't claim to be an example of anything except that this system is impeccable. It's a very sophisticated machine. This meditation is effective as anything that you can imagine. And other people may choose other meditative methods, they may choose other cultures, they can choose. But you see, around the world, every spiritual tradition emphasizes on chanting. You go to Islam, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, they chant. You go to Judaism, Shema Israel, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Ekhad, chant. You go to Sikhism, Ekomkar Satnam Kartapuraka Nirbho Nirvair Akala Murata Ajune Se Bhang Guru Prasada Japa. You go to any spiritual tradition around the world, chanting is the core. Mahamantra, of course, is the sweetest expression of the highest love. But chanting, you cannot do without chanting. Even if you go to a football match, people are chanting. They're chanting the team's name. I remember in 2008, I was stuck at a rally. I did not plan to be in, political rally. I was teaching at the University of Chicago, came out. It was, I think, 4th of November. I was trying to go home and there were millions of people. Barack Obama had won the election. I didn't vote, I was a student from another country. But everybody was chanting, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. You remember 2008? Everybody was, whole America was chanting. So chanting is a natural human phenomena. It is turned sacred by all spiritual traditions of the world. This is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jive Daya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sar. If there is one essence of all religions, it is chanting the names of God in compassion towards others. That's it. Everything else is a detail. Okay, we are 2 minutes past. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for all of your presence. Please bless me so I may continue deepening my own chanting. Hare Krishna.